All right, so here's what happened. Excuse me. Here's what is happening. And what happened today is I got the download. What's happening is this. The devil is lying to the people. Now, some people know what they're doing, but people like Elon Musk and all that, the devil's lying to these people. But some of them high up, the high level, 33 degrees, you know, they know what's going on. See, they're trying to make an AI military to fight against God and his saints coming back. That's what they're trying to do. It's in the movies. Now, when they put it in the movies, like the way it hit me like a ton of bricks today was just off the roof. There's a new movie trailer about the Transformers, and the trailer showing this person from outer space attacking the Earth. Now, they've done this 1,000 times in 1,000 different movies, but what it is, it's a reverse mind game. Just like I showed you how Don't Tread on Me is identifying with the snake. They're actually saying, don't tread on me. They're identifying with the snake. These people who claim to be saved identify with the snake. What's that about? They got deceived by the devil. It's a reverse psyop. And so all these movies about these aliens coming to destroy the Earth, and they need to fight, and you need to fight against them. There's not going to be any aliens come destroy the Earth. Only person coming back to renovate the Earth is Jesus and the elect. And so they're doing a mind game to get you to believe in aliens and outer space creatures and all that, to get you to hate, if you're unsaved, to get you to hate God coming back to judge. They are using the corporations, they're using the movies, the money they make off these movies, the very movies they're making money off of is the very money that they're going to use to try to fight against God. God is coming back to judge this world. There's going to be a judgment, and it will be extraterrestrial, because even the saints who are here now, we're extraterrestrial. We are a dual nature creature. We are terrestrial, but we're spiritual. My point is this. They're doing a psyop on the whole world, and the movies that they're making is to get you to hate the aliens, but the real aliens are God and his saints coming back to destroy those that would destroy the Earth. And so while they're trying to make this AI to fight against God, they're also trying to destroy the Earth. They're trying to make God come back. Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the Earth, right? Now, why would he do that? Because they're trying to destroy the Earth. Why would they do that? Because they don't want any sons of God being birthed down here. The devil, everything that God says is right, true, holy, and proper, the devil is trying to go the opposite. The devil's so mad at God that he wants to kill the saints. See, the AI machine is going to be used against the believers. If you're not in the hive mind, it's going to be used against you. They're already using it. Google's already using it. They're already using it, people. But the church is what withholds the devil. The devil's sitting, the Antichrist, the church is withholding the Antichrist. The Antichrist is all, there's always one in the background waiting to be revealed at the rapture. So all these movies, Transformer movies, alien movies, all these movies are actually to get the people brainwashed to hate God and his saints. Because we are the extraterrestrial. Yeah, we have a terrestrial body right now, but We're already seated in the heavenlies. We're not of the terrestrial. We're of the heavenly. And so they want to indoctrinate the whole world to hate aliens, to hate God, to hate the saints. And when we get raptured up, they're going to say, see, the bad ones were taken up, but they're going to be coming back to fight us. And we got to be ready with an AI space war. That's what this thing's about, people.
Everything in order.
It's a psyop to brainwash you to think that there's aliens as they're coming to the earth, and there's not. And the only extraterrestrials are God and his saints. And so they're trying to do the space wars and the lasers and the AI and to make this machine, this superhuman machine, to fight against God. Because the AI is able to calculate and smarter than the human when it comes to data. Spiritually, it's not. But the AI is able to calculate faster than the human. And so they're going to be controlling these weapons to fight against God, which is still going to be vanity and vain. But that's what they're trying to do. But they got to get you to hate. They got to get you to believe in aliens. And they got to get you to believe that that God is the bad guy. And that's what is. And they're all working together. All the gematria people, all these arms are working together to try to get you to hate God and his saints. Through the movies, through the secret societies, all of it's working together. Through the everything. So the whole game, the stock market, the corporations, it's all working together. They're investing. This is why $2 trillion disappeared and everything's happening the way it is, because they're building up an underground secret network to fight against God, because they know it's going to happen. They know the Bible better than most saved people, and they know that Jesus is coming back, and they know that Jesus is going to rule for 1,000 years. So, I just went through the drive-thru, and this girl, she's always got this, like, she looks at you like she's, like, you're doing something wrong, or she's suspicious. And I pull up this time, she says, hey. I said, it's nice to see a smile, but I wasn't trying to be mean. And then she reverted right back to that same face. It's crazy. Body language is real, people. But they don't. Some people's body language is the opposite of. It's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's insecurity. Who knows? But I promise you, they're all working together. All of them. Think about it. They've already talked about the AI God. They want this machine to make all the decisions. And think about what's happening. They want to tie the machine into the brain. And think about the devil. He's trying to be omnipresent, omnipotent, know all things just like God. He's trying to be God, but he's trying to use the mechanical means. They're telling you, if you watch the Doctor Who series, they're telling you what's going to happen before it happens. Even though most people can't understand what I'm here to say, but it's already happening right now. It just hasn't culminated. All the stuff they're showing you is already been, everything that's happening in your reality right now has already been mentioned on the Doctor Who series. The Star Trek series. Let me try to, it's such a big network, it's hard to even explain it, but let me try to give you some data points. Elon Musk digging tunnels underground. The Bible says they try to hide from God. Elon Musk trying to tie your brain to a computer AI program. Elon Musk is the one doing these brain things, the AI program. He started PayPal. He's doing Twitter because he wants to have all the communication and tie it into the AI. His whole thing is to rule the world. Think about it. Digging underground, a spaceship for fighting against, you know, space wars. The man, everything that his hand is in is to fight against God. To hide from God and to fight against God. I mean, he's got satellite phone over there to Ukraine. Satellite internet. It's obvious. And he acts like he's... And the electric car is trying to get rid of gas. Trying to get rid of fuel. They're trying to get rid of natural gas and fuel to make you, because they don't want you independent. And think about how they're doing the cities. They're wanting just little small slithers of cities over there in Saudi Arabia. They're talking about building that city that's just a straight line. They want you in 15-minute cities or a straight line. They are doing their best to bring everybody under the umbrella of the hive. Electric, you're not independent, you're not self-sustaining. They want to control your food, they want to control your what you breathe, what you eat, the vaccines. They want to control it all. They want to put digital stuff in your body, turn you into a machine. That's what they're doing. They're trying to do it. They're trying to do it. And they're doing it right in your face. But the data points are so disconnected from your point of view that you can't even see it. But if you spend a year watching all the series, all the Doctor Who series, you can actually see that they're doing it. They're trying to build this utopia, but they know that that man is rebellious. So they got to control man with some kind of drug or with some kind of surveillance. Or what do you think the social media is about? Thumbs up, thumbs down. It forces you to act right. The cell phones, it forces you to act right, but people are still not. Even with the internet, people are still rebellious. I saw yesterday that three different grandmothers killed their grandkids. Now, what's that about? They don't want you to be independent of their banking system, of anything. I mean, look how they tried to shut down all these people speaking that are popular, like Alex Jones and all. Is he a part of it? Who knows? He probably is. And you can see that he might be because of what he did with all the movies that he was in. The characters they had him in the characters. He ended up doing what the movies, he followed through with the movie. They wrote his script. He had to be a part of that. They wrote his script. But when he started mentioning the name Jesus, he didn't do that until in the last. Then they started attacking him. For real. They left Jordan Peterson alone until he got saved, said he believes in Jesus. Or at least believes the Bible.
They don't want you to wake up to the fact that it's all an attack on God and His elect. Everything that you're working on, whether you're a programmer, whether you're a database person, whether you use an Excel spreadsheet, whether you're doing electrical work, plumbing work, building, design work, everything that you're working on, they're using that knowledge and tying it all together to fight against God, really. Smartphones, smart homes, smart cars. It's all tying into a worldwide network that everything is tied in. And it's really to fight against God. They're trying to destroy the earth, control man. And there's going to be a great constriction, the great tribulation, where it says don't leave the rooftop and go up into the mountains, because they're going to flood the under 10 foot. They're going to flood the whole earth to try to suffocate everybody. Did you hear what I just said? A great constriction, that's the word tribulation, the great tribulation. There's going to be a great tribulation that's never been seen before. And what they're going to, and he says, don't leave your housetop. If you're on the roof, don't come down. If you're in the mountains, don't come down. So what are they going to do? They're going to cause you not to be able to breathe. Think about a boa constrictor. How does a snake kill a prey? Constriction. Constrict your breath. How does the snake, the devil, kill everybody? Same way the snake does. How does the devil kill everybody? Same way a snake does. The great constriction. Constrict your movement. Constrict your breathing. Constrict your economy, constrict your anything, everything that they can constrict. Probably your blood vessels, using sugar and processed food and all that stuff. It's all working together to destroy man, destroy the earth. And the elites that are a part of the program, they are being told they can go underground and live. And they probably have cities underground right now. They probably showed them. Said, if you join us, it will pass you. You will escape it. Take all the data points, tie them together. All the movies can't think outside of God, right? God, the book, the Bible, the movies can't think outside the Bible. Everything's already been revealed. It's happening now. It just hasn't culminated. They're constricting you now. They are manipulating the stock market. They're manipulating everything. You can't deny it. It's happening.